The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Radio from the heart of America.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
The Shad Olson Show starts now.
S-O-S.
America is back. Standing tall.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House.
Stupid people are ruining America. It's sad.
I hope it'll be all over television, radio, and the newspapers.
I would like to take all the credit for this, but I can't.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Shad Olson Show.
Shad Olson Show.
Hey!
Chad Olson Show.
He first had a first debate with Hillary. We watched it live, and I wrote on my Facebook and I said, this time President Trump, he's going to be the president, not Hillary. All my friends were laughing at me, everybody were laughing. You know, who think President Trump going to be president, right? No one, because the media, the fake news has been saying 95% Hillary gonna be president. You know, I said, you know what? He looked like he's gonna be the president, not Hillary. I praise God for that. I saw that and I thank God and I support him ever since. So I got everybody to go vote for him for the first time. And once he's elected, I already worked to get him re-elected again. And you know what? I praise God that please allow him to be president three times, because you know why? It's so important that he had enough time in the office to get rid of the communism in this country by the liberals and the Democrats and in the world, because they are evil, and get rid of terrorism in the world, and that's true peace for the whole world.
The Shad Olson Show.
Only the names will change every day. It seems we're wasting away. Another place where the faces are so cold.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I revisit that clip from time to time, even given the bittersweet context that we find it in this present era. That was recorded during the campaign trail 2020. That is one of the members of the Vietnamese for Trump group in the United States. They were fighting so hard, and as you heard right there, so passionately, realizing everything that was hanging in the balance in this era in the United States. This is no longer, it's not a faux binary monolith, Republican, Democrat. It is recognized and especially recognized by those who have survived the scourge of communism around the world. It's realized that America right now is in the clutches of a full-blown Marxist takeover. And you heard that young lady right there in the passionate depths of her soul and in her heart articulating so fluently the struggle that America finds herself in, and the realization that what we fight against, and we say it so frequently, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and the forces of darkness in high places. This is a battle between communism and capitalism, but even more finely distilled than that, it is a battle between good and evil for the destiny of this nation. And it is one of the metaphysical injustices of the age to realize that people like that young lady right there, people who risked everything that they had to throw themselves into the arms of America, escaping and trying to find solace and safety from communism around the world, they now have to watch helplessly and with no short amount of terror, I very well truly believe, as the red wave of communism washes over us right here in the United States. We have a very special opportunity and a treat today to listen to somebody and to hear from somebody who has actually lived through the horror of communism in his home nation, and who risked, just as that young woman did, but to an even greater degree, risked everything that he and his family had to be able to make make a flight in the middle of the night across international borders to flee, literally having a foot race with armed guards at a communist border there at the edge of the Iron Curtain, fleeing for safety and trying to get to freedom in the United States. It's a dream that he dreamt for 10 years of his life before they even made the attempt to cross the border. And his story is so much even more poignant and prescient today than it was when I first heard it 12 years ago. And we're very pleased to welcome back to the Shad Olson Show airwaves. He's live and in studio. Peter Vedenka, my good friend, it's been so long, but I'm so thankful to have you here and to have you share your story with our listeners once again. As we look at this and as you watch what's happening under the Joe Biden administration, I want you just to comment briefly on what it is that you see happening in the United States at this moment. You put it very aptly. Elsewhere, we see this gradual transition between capitalism and socialism and then communism, but you don't believe it's happening gradually in the United States.
No, that's not. I always believe that's what I am living in America for over almost 40 years now. And I always believe that or seeing that capitalism is slowly changing in the America into socialism and possibly communism. But with this administration, what happened in November of last year, they skipped the socialism. This government is going straight from the capitalist government or capitalist country into communist country.
And as somebody who, and we're going to hear your story, and I want you to lay out in detail what it is that you had to go through just to be sitting here today. You're somebody who's lived the American dream in every respect, but the price that you've paid for it has been so much greater and so much more dear than the average American can even comprehend. And I just have always believed that apathy and complacency on the part of the American voter is part of the reason we find ourselves in this position today. But I have to believe that watching this happen, what goes through your mind just to see where it is that we are?
I am very scared. I'm very scared. I was born in communism. I was born behind the Iron Curtain during the Cold War. So when I grew up, I knew nothing but communism. And eventually when we escaped from it, it felt like that big dark cloud hanging over our heads all the time was lifted, and we came to America, the shining city of the sea, to use Ronald Reagan's words. And it was paradise. We were living over here. It was incredible. The freedoms and the way the government left the people alone and let them succeed, and you can do what you want to do, what you can do best. Government wasn't stopping you and controlling you or anything else. All that is gone. Most of it is gone. That black cloud we were escaping from travel behind us across the Atlantic Ocean, and it's over here right now, and it's getting thicker.
Yeah, and that is the injustice that I talk about to open the program today. That is such a cruel irony to realize and to watch happen, to realize the life and death struggle that so many around the world have fought, the things that they've sacrificed. You think of the Cambodian boat people or the refugees in Vietnam, whether it's the regime of Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge in Kampuchea back in the 1970s and 80s, those who fled communist China and the rise of Mao Zedong and all the rest. Communism has killed 300 million humans since its invention, and since 1873, the death toll is 300 million. And that number continues to climb, and as we see the stage being set even now in the United States, we can only think that total is going to be expanded. I just want to turn things over to you as we go through this, and let's just start with your story, how it is that you came to be in the United States, and where all this starts for you, in your home nation behind the Iron Curtain.
Okay, well, as I said, I was born in communist country of Czechoslovakia, and since I was 17 years old, I have the strong desires for freedom. And you know, the propaganda which we seen every day was incredible. What they were showing us, because communists hated Americans and West Germany most. And the propaganda on the TVs and radio and newspaper was constant. I mean, we are seeing people in the soup lines. We are people laying, sleeping on the park benches covered with the newspaper. And they were constantly telling us every day, the people in America are very rich. There is a group of very rich people, and those are sucking the blood from everybody else. There is nobody between. There is rich people and there is people who are dying from the hunger because they don't have money for heat or for the food and such. But if you have half of the brain, you can see through propaganda. And so I wanna go to America since I was 17 years old. I knew some of the freedoms which America have. I knew freedom of speech, religion, political beliefs. Of course, those are those freedoms which most of us understand, and we talk about them a lot. But there is so many freedoms here in America which we don't even recognize as the freedoms. Freedom of, you know, you can wear the clothes you want in America. You can drive the vehicles you want. You can move from place to place freely. If you want to move down to south because it's too cold over here, you move. If you want to move outside the United States, you move. Nobody's stopping you. If you want to get education in America, you go and you go after your education. None of it was allowed over there under communism. For example, education, the grade school over there is 9 years. So when you are 15 years old, you finish the grade school. And now you have the choice to even go directly to the factory, and that's what communists prefer. Or you can go in the trade school, or you can go to get higher education. And by that I mean to higher education to become teacher, and you know, lawyer, and whatever, you know, doctor and higher education. Well, when I graduated from the grade school, I have choice to go to factory or go to the trade school. And reason for that was because higher education was reserved for the children from trusted communist families. My parents were not members of the party, so their children were not allowed to get any higher than become carpenter, auto mechanic, electrician, and such. So I just knew that America has freedoms and I want to be here. So since I was 17 years old, I was planning and trying to find out how can I get out. Of course, we were pretty much prisoners in our own country. We were not allowed to leave the borders. And in order for me to come to America, I would have to escape illegally and make it either into West Germany or Austria, because we have the borders with those two countries. Well, but those borders were pretty much impenetrable. It was designed from many levels of obstacles, fences, booby traps, soldiers, mines, white sand so they can see at night, the spotlights, and just to prevent the people from crossing it on the foot or through with the car or breaking through it even with the tank. And this border zone, which we call it, we call it over here as an Iron Curtain, that was designed that way to keep us in. It wasn't designed to prevent the other people from coming into our country. And this Iron Curtain border zone was about 3 miles wide section of the land, full of those obstacles I was talking about. And that was clearly posted. There were big signs hanging over there saying, "Do not enter, you will be shot." So you could be shot and arrested 3 miles inside your own country before you even reach the border. And the final fence on the border was electric fence. 3,000 volts electricity. So if anybody touches it, you die. So since I'm 17 old, I want to go to America. And I knew there is the way. If there is the will, there is the way. Like that old saying goes. So I kept my ears and eyes open. I educate myself. I watch. I listen. I was putting the puzzle together in my own head. Nobody can know what I'm thinking about because I could be sent to the gulags or worse, even just for thinking what I was thinking. And after 10 years, I thought I have enough information how to get out. Only by then I was married. I have 24-year-old wife, 4-year-old daughter, and 2-year-old son. So now it's my whole family. I'm not going alone anymore. I'm taking my family with.
And it's an incredible tale and an incredible story of the perseverance necessary. You hear Peter Vedenka right there and the emotion in his voice even now as he describes that 10-year process of planning and waiting and of choosing the perfect opportunity and the perfect time to try to make an escape to the free West from the communist nation of Czechoslovakia. We will we'll pick up with his story as we come back. He is the author of Journey for Freedom, and you can find that book, and we'll give you more information about his contact details as we go along as well. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
It's not just America. America is a great country because it has been doing great not just for its own country, but World War I. World War II, 59,000 Americans, men and women in uniform, sacrificed in Vietnam War. 59,000. So there's no reason for America now to have communists in this country. That's
the Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
Repeat after me. Capitalism is evil. Capitalism is evil. Capitalism is evil. The wealth of a nation belongs to all the people. The money of the wealthy should be given to the poor. The wealthy among us are parasites, sucking the lifeblood of the common man. This concludes today's indoctrination lesson, for the betterment of all mankind. The Chad Olson Show thanks you for your cooperation. Goodbye.
From award-winning journalist and author Chad Olson comes the all-new book, Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe. An old man building a ladder to the stars and hiding a deadly secret for his enemies. A social media mogul's last day on Earth and a dire warning for our future. A mysterious salesman offers a housewife a new chance at happiness. Will she leave it all behind for true love? Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe by Chad Olson. One critic writes, if Ray Bradbury and O. Henry had a literary love child, they might write like Chad Olson. Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe. 30 powerfully humanizing short stories in a page-turning portrait of the human heart. Available now at Barnes & Noble, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, and at select booksellers near you. Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe by Chad Olson. Your adventure awaits.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.